Morning, how are you? Okay, so we finished everything we had to finish.
Yeah.
It's the Lechoira, if Eli was here, I would have said, that's it, let's move on. Aval, I want to start something new till he gets back. So, I think we started a little bit, but perhaps we'll start it again. And that is the, on the Fresh Yud Beis, he has a Siyum HaKuntres. In two pages, he summarizes the main nakudas of what we dealt with. So it's a good chazara, and hopefully it'll make the yesodas we've learned, which were long and big, be able to put it into a small, concise summary. So that's why we'll, if that's okay with you, maybe that's
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay. So it says like this. בסימא קונג'וס רציתי לסכם את כלל הדיבורים הכתובים במחברת זו, בביא מוחות השבס ולתמטיס עיסם. I decided to summarize the main principles that were written in the Sefer that we've learned up to now, which explains what Shabbos is, the essence of Shabbos, and just the tamtis of it. כדי שיזברו הדברים היטב נסכם אותם בדרך אל שיילה ותשובה. We started this last week, 2 weeks ago, via a question answer session. He does a question answers here. So the first question he asks is, after we've learned all of this, we've been learning the Sefer for a long time.
Yeah.
Adain einu mevin ma ze Shabbos, ma have hu, ma vehi yom yuchad makol yom echad. שכל הדברים הנראו בעניין השבס לא יתוכן שיהיו מוכנים לעניין מסוים וליום מסוים דווקא. He says, I still don't understand מה זה המיוחד. What's really, really מיוחד, unique about Shabbos? As opposed to all the other days. הרי חידוש העולם הוא יסוד האמון אטומית. חידוש העולם, that's not just about Shabbos, that you have to, that's every day. The אמונה, is the יסוד of אמונה is always. ואני מיוחד לזמן מסוים. Not days where you do have the Yisod HaEmunah of Chiddush HaOlam, days you don't. Every day we understand Shezi Chiddush HaOlam. Kama Yisod Mitzvahs Mila, Hamar Al Shinu HaTeva, HaMochiach Al Chiddush HaOlam. Mitzvahs Mila is also Mochiach on Chiddush HaOlam. Where Mitzvahs Mila ain't Mitzvah Timidis, come on. Mitzvahs Mila is only when you have a Mila. Vo'ed HaRachas Lave, Eich HaChiddush HaOlam, Chiddush HaOlam Mitmarei HaYichud HaGomo. How is it that from the Chiddush HaOlam that clarifies Yichud HaGomor? Aval es mitzvahs Yichud Hashem moina chinuch bein mitzvahs hatmidis b'kol rega v'rega. You're telling me Shabbos is Chiddush HaOlam, and Chiddush HaOlam is mare mevare Yichud HaGomor. But there's a mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which is one of the shish mitzvahs tzmidis. You have to have it all the time. La la la, lo lach le b'Shabbos. Lav dafke b'Shabbos. V'rei zuk. כל מהוסו של היהודי, מה שהוא חי בכל רגע עם האמס של הייחוד. It's just to live every moment with that imun of ייחוד. It's one of the six constant mitzvahs. They're constant. It's not just Shabbos. So that's the second aspect of this question. In other words, the question is asking is, we understand Shabbos is miyuchad, and we understand what Shabbos teaches us, and we get from Shabbos, of our mazim miyuchad b'Shabbos. Every day you have to have imuna in Chiddush HaOlam, and every day you have to have imuna in Yichud Hashem. As what's the ganze Chiddush? Next problem. Void nema she Shabbos yom menucha or betochen. Kilu kol melachtecha asur. Shabbos is a yom of menucha and betochen. Because all your work is done. Hare gam b'kol yom osa shua al yedei habetochen yesh lo adaman menucha me'om alo ilam hazeh ukili kol melacht asui. The person has betochen. So then even during the week, he has menucha, like all his work's done. He does what he has to do, because he knows he has betochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. He does what he has to do. Well, yes, menucha, he's not. We're not torud. That's the muhus we saw of betochen. He's the yeshuv adas and the menucha of the Baal betochen. So that's just on Shabbos that a person can have every day. הרי בכל יום ימוס השבוע על ידי הבתוכן יש לנו מנוחה מאום על עולם הזה, כאילו כל מלאכת העשוי. שהקודש ברוך הוא הטוב ומיטיב, הוא מלך עולם וכלל לא יישא כלול, הכל. נמצא שכל מציאס עולם היא רק toiv v'hatova. The world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's tova meitiv, and he includes everything, so that the whole metzias of the olam is only good. U'kamo shekosav achayev salavavus musa betochen u'shalves hanefesh b'seimcha al Hashem isparoch b'chol inyonov. What is betochen? You want to put a betochen into one mishpat? It's the shalves hanefesh. Person's tranquil. He's calm. Yeah. You look at him on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shlishi, Lo Meshaneh, U B'Menucha. Az Lamin Kain Tzarich Lechakot L'Shabbat, why do you have to wait for Shabbos? Kedei Limtzor Menuchas Ava U'Nedova V'Hashket V'Vetoch. Person who has Betochen, Yesh Lo Tzeh Kol Hazman, all the time. V'im Na'avor B'Kitza, Al Kol HaKuntras, Lo Nimtza Bo Dova Miyuchad L'Shabbos Davka. Now, we just spent a few years going through this whole kuntras, and at the end of the day, you tell me we haven't found anything with Yuchad B'Shabbos. Gabaldik. Well, we've been doing here for the last few weeks. If you can still remember, the first chelek we dealt with Midas Hamalchus. The Malchus who Yisod Kol HaTorah. Kiddush Levona, any Yuchad Klal L'Shabbos. Malchus is all the time. Kiddush Levona is Malchus, Lo Kashur to Shabbos. Every mitzvah is a gilu malchus. You say kaddish. What are we saying? Is it covered shemayim? Who says a mama yuchad b'shabbos? That was malchus. So malchus, we don't say anything yuchad to Shabbos. Chelik beis esek bechidush oilom. Shezeh shapi mitbaeh betoich haShabbos. For sure, chidush oilom is clarified through the Shabbos. No question. The whole story of Shabbos is Chiddush HaOlam, for sure. Aval v'kivimei achol anuchas v'chile yevonim ma'amine kadmos ha'olam, but the rest of the week we don't believe in Chiddush HaOlam. Only Shabbos you believe in Chiddush HaOlam. The rest of the week you go back to being a Greek. Lo yitochen. V'ketavte b'inyan bris ha'ava v'lochein b'Shabbos yeis hagdasha miyuchedes shel ba'ahava. Okay, we spoke about the bris ha'ava. So on Shabbos, there's an emphasis on the uniqueness of that ahava. Aval kvar b'kol yom anu imrim ahava rabba v'tanu. We say ahava rabba v'tanu every day. Oiva mo Yisrael, every day. Gam dibor to b'inyin ha'yira. We spoke about yira v'achar kach b'inyin ha'imuna u'b'inyin ha'tfila v'ki kol eilim yuchadim rak l'Shabbos. Everything we spoke about, ma'azim yuchad rak l'Shabbos. Where's the... These are important things and they choshuv. No one's saying not. Let's look in Chelek Gimel. Maybe we'll find something there. Shem Yuchad L'Shabbos. Ivatim Mehmanucha. Echshal Yedeh Yichud. Hakol Bottle. Through the Yichud of Hashem, everything is bottle. Vze Kach Lo'ilom. That's always. There's a Kol HaSipur. Ivatim Binyan Bayit. Echshal Shabbos Hi Beis HaMikdash. If Shabbos is the Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash is also the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
With man Shabbos Hamikdash came, lama tzarich in Shabbos? What do you need Shabbos for? Today we need Shabbos because we have a Beis Hamikdash. We had a Beis Hamikdash. What do you need Shabbos for? Shabbos is all. He's slogging up the whole countries he just wrote.
Yeah.
Biata ech she yisod ha malchus de les le migami klum hu mohusa adam ve yisod metzias limura teira. In Chelek Dadet we spoke about this yisod of malchus. We emphasize this aspect of malchus of les le migami klum. Les le migami klum, that's the essence of a person and it's the whole yitzod of limura teira. Meshe yudi vah teira hei mare la shem isporach. The Jew and the Torah is like a mirror. It just reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like the mirror doesn't have anything of its own. Only what it reflects. He said, that's the Jew and that's his Torah. It just reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lam ken, al pi yosod zeh, dafke Shabbos in yonik kfulim. Why then dafke is Shabbos in yonik kfulim? Hare kol mohu seyudi hu kod shubruchu v'Yisrael. V'oraisa, mochadim ka'achad. Always, the whole essence of a Jew is that Kodesh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael v'oraisa chadhu v'miuchadim. That's all the time. It's ma dafka b'Shabbos. Kol ha'muadim yesh lehem tamtzis miuchedes. each of the Moadim, all of the Chagim, the Regalim, have something, an essence unique about them. Rosh Hashanah, Ku Yom Adin. Lo Kol Yom Yom Adin. Not every day is Yom Adin. Yom Kippur Hu Yom Kippurah, V'tzarech Lachakot, Kol Shana, Ad She'ischapru Avoinos. You don't have Yom Kippur every day. You have to wait a whole year to have your Avoinos, Mechapet. Pesach Yom Yetzias Mitzrayim ve'lo Yom Acher, lo Yom Acher. You can't do the Leila Seder on in the middle of Iyar. There's one period that's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'shvus Einu Stam Yom Shel Torah, ele Yom Ma'atim Torah. Shvus is not just the day where you learn Torah, but more. Shvus is Yom Matan Torah. But there ain't be Yom Acher. It's only on that day. It's not Matan Torah. Well, there is, but the essence of Matan Torah is on that day. V'chein Sukkos, yesh po dveikus shelo motzu b'yem achol. V'chein Chanukah v'purim lo b'kol yom yisarchish nisa. Okay, each one has its unique aspect which you don't find in the rest of the year. Aval ha-Shabbos hi yom yichud Hashem. Shabbos is yom shel yichud Hashem. Az no, e'ch efshar likvo yom l'yichud Hashem? V'me im ken yuchelis ha-Shabbos. How can you have one day that's miyuchad for yichud Hashem? Yichud Hashem is all the time. But it was a specific day. Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a specific time. Purim, Chanukah, aval Shabbos is Yichud Hashem. As Yichud Hashem is kol hazman. As ma miyuchad b'Shabbos. Okay. Some powerful questions. Not challenging any of the Yesodis we've said. The Yesodis we said are 100% correct. But the question is ma kesher to Shabbos? Those are things that are shaykh all the time. So let's see if we can start getting a bit of a teretz here. Tshuva. Kva amru, shailas chochem chetzi tshuva. The question that a chochem asks is already half the answer. Ubeemesh, shailas cha'enu chetzi tshuva ele tshuva shleima. The questions we've asked up to now aren't just a half an answer, they are the answer. Sheva emes, ein shum dove miyuchad l'shabbos.
Yeah.
Shabbos is less lemiga miklum. Shabbos has nothing of itself. And therefore, there's nothing miyuchad to Shabbos. As mahi imkein al kulponim Shabbos. So then, what is Shabbos? It's less lemiga miklum, it's got garnished. It's nothing. And there's nothing unique about it. So then what's going on here? All right, sof, klum, ze klum. However you want to weigh up klum, it always comes to klum, efes. The Shabbos era enu klum. Shabbos is nothing. And nothing is nothing. Elahat az nechaledat mahi muhusa Shabbos. So now pay attention. He's saying that, not me. Pay attention, bend your ears, and come and know what is the essence of Shabbos. Kva yizkanu b'shalosh asor amidas shel rachamim, hashvi shebehen kifi seida zoha kodosh varizal, Grozal, who made us the MS. The Mamish Mohusa Shabbos, Hamida Hashvis, Midas the MS. In the Midas of Rachamim, the 13 Midas of Rachamim, the seventh one is the MS. Hashem Hashem Kalrochum, Vachonun Erecha Paim, Rav Chesed, the MS. If you're the Mekubalim, it's the seventh one. Seven you already know is Midas HaMalchus. Okay, let's see where he goes with that. Midas Emes, that's what Shabbos is. Hamida Shvis, Ze Mohut Mama Shal Shabbos, Midas VeEmes. What is this now? Chidush HaOlam, Hamid Bereh Be'etzem Yom HaShabbos, Ku Yesod Mohusa Yehudi B'Kol Yomov, Aval B'Shabbos Hu Chai Ma'imuna B'Chidush VeEmes. There's no question that the world, Chiddush HaOlam is clarified, becomes clear, Me'etzem Yom HaShabbos, through Yesod Musa Yudi B'Kol Yomov. That Chiddush of Chiddush HaOlam, which is what the essence of Shabbos, but that's the Etzem of what Shabbos is, that's the Yesod of the essence of what a Jew is all his days. Every day you know that there's Chiddush HaOlam. You only have to think about on Shabbos. But you can't start without the fact that the Boira created the world and creates the world, that you have to have clear all the time. Aval b'Shabbos hu chai me'muna hachidush be'emes. You can have imuna, and then you can chai that imuna be'emes. So what does that mean? Well, what does it mean be'emes? And the whole week I'm not living with be'emes?
Yeah, but during the all the week we have a creative activity. That means we can think that not only we can think, we are working on the world. But Shabbos, we stop this one. That means we recognize that we are not the master of the world. That means we have to understand that we have a borei
olam. So it's easy on Shabbos. So what you say is what you saying is it's easy on Shabbos. Good.
Yes, but also for sure. In the Maasim.
That's not the mahus. We're trying to understand mazeh hamahut shel adov,
avada.
On Shabbos, it's much easier to step back and build one's imuna and build one's betochen and focus on Yichud Hashem and Chiddush HaOlam because you have time. But that's not the essence. Take Wednesday and do it on Wednesday. Yeah. Take an hour, switch off all your machines and work on it. Nenachinami. Shabbos is built for you. But we're trying to get to the sheresh of adova. Nenachinami, you're right. נכון שאלתה שקבולוס מלכוס שמיים וירא אמונה בתוכן תפילה בריס אבו ביס המקדש כל אלו אמנם אינם מיוחדים בשבס דווקא. All these wonderful qualities are not unique to שבס דווקא. אבל מקיירם, what's the source of these things? What's the שירש of it? That's בשבס קוידש. כשהשבס היא המערה על חידוש האלו וממנה מסבר כמכל שישייס ימי המייסה. Mm-hmm. If you can have any imuna in Chiddush HaOlam on Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, it's because you plugged in on Shabbos. That's the makor of it. Mm-hmm. It's the mara, it's the mirror that reflects that Chiddush HaOlam in the world. And from there, all the 6 days are now mevarecht. Va'amnam. Harei hakishita kivin shesof sof mehashabbos noivim kol yosodos ha'Torah lekol hayomim. Ma'am ken miuchad l'Shabbos. אבל כאשר דברים מתפשטים, סוף זאת משתנים, הם ונחלשס וצמוסם. What happens is on Shabbos you go in and you charge up the battery. Yeah, and then during the week, אבל it's all there. אבל it gets weaker and weaker as you go forward and forward. זה מחליש. וכלולו הוא, כל דבר שתרצה לראי סוי בעוצמוסוי ובעמיתוסוי, if you want to see something in its totality, in its full power, you have to see it in its roots.
Yeah.
You have to see it at its makor. The same, for example, if you take Pesach, a person only has a sense of Yetzias Mitzrayim, a person only has a sense of Cheirus only on Pesach, 7 days. The rest of the time you don't have it?
Yeah.
No, Chas v'chalila. Every day a person has to work on that. It's just, it gets weaker with time. So Hashem gives us once a year, we have a Pesach, and you charge up your batteries, and then you have enough koyach of cheiros to take you through the year. They in the Rafoya, Rav Gifta's son-in-law, he wrote the art scroll Pirish on Kinos, the Tisha B'Av Kinos. For art scroll, he wrote it. So when did he start working on it? Motzei Simchas Torah. So you asked Rav Gifta, Echan Yuchol, go from Simchas Torah into Kinnas. Kinnas, it's a stira. There's Simcha and then there's Kinnas. How are you supposed to? He says, listen to the Teretz. That's what he's saying here. The Moedika Teretz Rav Gifta. Rav Gifta said a person has to say Kinnas every day.
Yeah.
A person saying Kinnas every day. There's no day where the Beis HaMikdash is not destroyed. Okay, maybe not Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Maybe not Shabbos according to what we saw. Oh, well, there's a Chumah Beis HaMikdash all the time. So a person has to work on that all the time, the same as he worked on Cheiros, and he has to work on Zman Matan Torah, and he has to work on Sukkah all the time.
Yeah, so Agadah also, we say we can learn every day, but Pesach.
So what do? He said, on Tisha B'Av, we charge up the batteries of the Kinnas, but the rest of the year, you have to say Kinnas. How do you say Kinnas 6 months after Tisha B'Av? The battery's getting weaker and weaker. Nachon. That's what Tisha B'Av comes around, to wake you up again.
Yeah.
Zman Matan Torah. Every time you're sitting and learning, there's Zman Matan Torah. But without Shavuos, the battery will just go flat, and then you haven't got a Tina.
Yeah.
So that's what he seems to be saying here, if I'm understanding correctly, what he's saying here about Shabbos. That it's at its total strength, at its Shoresh. When is Zman Matan Torah Seinu at its full force on Shavuos. That's the Shoresh and the Makor. Yeah. So when is Chiddush HaOlam, Imuna, Betochen, Tfilah, Bris Ava, Beis Hamikdash, when is that all at its full tokfa? That's on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And that mishpashpets into the week, but it gets weaker and weaker as the week unfolds. Nimtza, Zuma Usa Shela Shabbos. Shoy Shoy Umakoyre Shela Imuna, Sheresh HaYira, Sheresh Bris Ava, Sheresh Kabbalas Malchus, Sheresh Shel Kol Yesoidus HaTorah Echad Lo Nedon. You know what Shabbos is? It's the Sheresh and Yesod of Kulu Torah Kulu. Nothing's missing on Shabbos. Everything's there. You know, you get machines that charge one kind of machine, and then you get a universal charger. Shezeh Matine Takol. Shabbos charges up all the batteries, not just the Pesach batteries, not just the Shavuos batteries. Pesach can only charge up Pesach batteries. Shabbos charges all the batteries, everything. Bli shum exceptions. Aval kein hakol moedim sheShabbos nitna Torah Yisrael. That's why everybody agrees the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. Mipnei sheHashoresh shel kol erchei Torah. Because Shabbos is the shoresh of all the values of Torah. Everything is there. U'mameila maya Shabbos yom shel imuna beemes yira beemes kabbalas malchus shemayim. Be'emes, kol melachtoi osu u'betochen b'Hashem Yisbarach be'emes. But you have to have betochen the whole week. But it's a little bit detached from the shoresh and the core. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shabbos, you come back and you plug in and you charge up the batteries of betochen. Now the rest of the week you can go live with betochen and menucha, aval ze machlish k'tzat. Shabbos is the makor, the shoresh of all these milas. When on Shabbos comes in, you plug into that and you have them at their full force. Now you have the brocha for the rest of the week. Nifla. Al kein koirim l'stam Yehudi shem Shabbos. A Jew keeps Shabbos. But what do we call him? We call him shem Shabbos. That's the definition of a Jew. We spoke about that many times. Hagam shevakol yom shvur ha-Yehudi ein Yehudi. Although Shabbos Yudi Yudi beEmes, the whole week he's not exactly a Ulo Yudi Kol Kach. He's not doing Biduk what he's. But he keeps Shabbos. He's called Yudi beEmes, beEmes, because he's plugged into reality at the source. They are Makor. The Shoresh and the source of the whole sugi is on Shabbos. BeEmes SheKol Dover Nimtzas Imo Omok B'Toch Pnimiyosa V'Nishmosa. This MS of every aspect that we've spoken about is inside the Jew, very, very deep, in the deepest recesses of Aziz Neshama. Kol yodi ba'omek nishmosei dovuku l'kutsha l'kudusha b'tachlis ha'dveikus. Every Jew, as long as his Neshama is still the Jewish Neshama, no matter what he looks like on the outside, inside, in the deepest pnimius of his Neshama, he's dovuk to kudusha. Tachlis Advaikus, total cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's that little, what we call in Yiddish, the Pintele Yid, that never goes away. Mm-hmm. That's, by the way, that's what Haman was looking for. Ahasuerus was searching to destroy on Purim. Yeah. He wasn't just trying to kill Jews. He was trying to be Eika, that connection that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that deep, deep inner connection. That's what he was trying to be Hester. That's what he was trying to be Megala. What's the Hester? The Hester, you mentioned this yesterday. That's the Hester, the Megillus Esther. The Hester that he wanted to destroy was the hidden aspect of what he it is. He was trying to be Megala that and destroy it.
Yeah.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalarit, but differently. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what Esther was. She represents that hidden Nakuda that every Yid has that can't be contaminated.
Yeah.
Adam Arishon's Chet, no, nothing. Chet Ha'egel, Zilo Nagasha. That place stays unaffected by anything. There's no busha, there's no chlima. That's the story of Purim, is this Nukudaya. Yeah. Aval, when does a Jew really get in touch with this? That's on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. That's what we say every morning. Elokai neshama shenasati bi tahoirehi. Aval kesheya neshama nechnis, elidei mechitzas haguf. מתחלשת איסה הדבקוס, מצורוס האמיתיס, וכבר אין נראה כמו שהיא באמס. What happens is that neshama comes into a guf. And the neshama now starts looking a little bit not like it's supposed to look like. It starts getting hidden, it starts getting covered with the chomrius of the guf, and it loses its emes diketzura. And now it doesn't really look like what it's supposed to look like be-emes. אבל יש פעמים שהאמס הפנימיס פורצס ובקעת דרך כל המחיצס. ואז נראה האמס בבירות. Every now and again, that אמס breaks through the מחיצס, and then you see the אמס בבורוי. Then you see everything clear. מידה זה נקרא מאור פונים. That's called מאור פונים. What we daven for in Sim Sholem. Haris Ponim. That's what we want. The Moshe Rabbeinu v'Sholem hayikar nehod. Alvayimem z'kol Yisrael nishmosa me'ira lo pochos miponov shel Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had this light, this shining light from his face. Alvayimem z'kol Yisrael nishmosa me'ira lo pochot miponov shel Moshe. Every Jew's face is lit up no less than Moshe Rabbeinu's. אלא שכל ישראל או נשמו סום ניסטה על ידי אלפי המחיצס שבו להם בטבע עם יצירו סום. So why don't you see the light on my face, on your face, on why don't we see that? Moshe Rabbeinu to hide it, it was so strong. We don't see everybody walking around with masks today to hide the light. They're wearing masks for other reasons, but not to hide the oponim. That's because when a person gets created, he gets created with barriers and barriers and barriers, yeah. Untold amounts of barriers that hides that light. When he gets created, but never it gets hidden. Ve'oid nitoisvu behem b'kol yoyim im asokim binyan oylam. And those mechitzas get added to every day a person goes out in the world and he's busy with this world as another mechitza, another mechitza, another mechitza. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu nishmos lo pirtzem mechitzas aguf. Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was able to burst through those mechitzas. Ve'robo es mechus ha'yudi be'emes. So when you looked at Moshe, you saw what a Jew really is. He's a big shining light. With a bit of a goof there, just to make sure that things don't go wild. You know, you look at Moshe, you don't see a goof, you see light. When you look at me, you see goof. Why? Because the goof's hiding the light. But Moshe's light was so strong, it burst through the goof. And that every Jew has that. Vezumus haShabbos. That's what Shabbos is. Moshe Omri b'Midrash. Baruchu b'ma'or ponim. The light of the face, that's the blessing of Shabbos. V'yom ze nifratzes mechitzes aguf. On this day, the goof gets put aside.
Yeah.
With nice Yehudim eiris v'smeichos, because the Jew is lighted and he's happy. V'unimtza b'mkoy ma'amiti, v'cheike shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's a Jew on Shabbos? He's in his real place.
Yeah.
He's in the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. בעולם שכולו טוב, נשאה נגד השם ונהנה מזיו שכינוסו, יורין עולם הבא על שבס. וכל זה באמס, that's happening באמס. ואז הוא יהודי, דהוויה מרה, להוויה משתקף בו השם יסברוך באמס, ומשם גם לכל יום עושה שבוע, יהודי באמס. On Shabbos, he goes back to his source. That's what Shabbos is. Shuvu, go back. He goes back to who he really, really is. Uneshama, he's a bright light. Who ma'or upon him. He's with Hashem. He's just reflecting a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world now. Hu les leimigami klum. And that's be'emes. All these qualities we spoke about, imuna, betochen, tefillah, bris ava, bris yirid, all of that all comes together, be'emes on Shabbos. And now, the rest of the week, he is that emes dikiyid because he has that from Shabbos. A Yid who doesn't keep Shabbos doesn't have this. He can't have this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the only way you can charge this battery is on Shabbos. There's nowhere else to get it. As mishu hu lo matin et habatrei b'Shabbos, as during the week, then he doesn't have all these qualities. So in Achinami, all these things manifest during the week as well. The same as Pesach manifests every day of the year. But Shabbos is the Makor Be'emes. That's when you're really in touch with it, not as a memory, but Emes plugged into the source of it. Ad kan, hadron alecha Shabbos Malchosa, hadron alech, Shabbos Malchosa, hadron alech, Shabbos Malchosa, Bezrat Hashem.
Okay,
we'll speak during the week what we want to do.
Okay.
what we want to do. I have a feeling, I have a strong feeling, we will see what you guys think. I have to get hold of Eli as well to do his other Sefer on Sharim B'Tfilah, to go through the Sefer Sharim B'Tfilah.
Okay, very good, yes.
It's slightly easier limud. It's very practical.
And
the gam potechet ha'inayim big time into what tefillah is. It's a whole new world of. It's not halacha. It's just what type of
tefillah.
Something there on how to use them, when, whatever. It's a fantastic sefer. It's been translated into English as well, so it's easier to do chazara in that.
Okay.
In the meantime, have a good Shabbos. And it's a
shum okay, good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All the best.
Shabbos.
Thank you. Okay, good. Sure.